I found Jailhouse Boxing, Jailhouse Rock.
It's called something, I'll have to ask. With that being said, welcome to another comic books review.
Woo!
We're getting straight into some comics, all right? Not all of these things came out the last week, but some of them did. And we're going to talk about them here today, man.
Yeah.
Before we do that, I want to say we are drinking Ghost Chant from Foreign Local Brewing. It's a collaboration with Misbehaving Meads. It's Imperial Berlin Weizen, blueberry, blackberry, raspberry, and vanilla. A little sour. We gotta break up. We're gonna break up the it is high potency beer. It's 9%.
I like that. This is dangerous.
Yeah,
it's like I have one of them little candy suckers.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, this is good. Like holy shit.
Yeah, I'm into it.
It's got a lot of
spooky
blueberry. I get more blueberry than anything else, but the vanilla gives you a sweetness.
Don't you mean
to it.
Blueberry?
My God.
Yeah. I'm going to mute you. With that being said, thank you guys for joining us in another comic book review. This is episode 13, I want to say.
Yeah, sure. 13. We adamantly fought about 112 last time.
Because you added 100 on it.
You did add 100 to it.
I did add 100 for some reason.
I like it, though. The confidence is there.
The confidence is there that we will endure. All right.
Unlucky 13 with the ghosts. It's only right.
It's only fair, you know. We can go ahead and get started with Underneath the Trees, Where No One Sees.
Beneath the Trees.
Yeah.
Beneath the Trees. Uh-huh. You take it from here then, since you're the only one who really. You really got into it, man.
I really. Okay. I mean, because, you know, furry shit, you know, I love that.
Yeah, we know.
Don't say it like that.
What? Yes. You're supposed to hide your shame.
No,
it's not shame.
After what happened to me, I don't give a fuck no more.
So, what happened?
Oh, he got hit. it's like, what happened? No, but. Wow. I really
Do you have the other one?
I thought we had the book.
Different issue.
I have issue two.
That's fine. Because I want to see the writer and the artist, stuff like that.
In the other room.
Anyway, this is a really I really like
this. Damn, bro, you hit me kind of hard.
I know, that's hard. Calm down. Yeah, do it.
I'm sorry.
It was really
I didn't come here to get beat on. This isn't a Dan Snyder production.
This book is about a bear. Yeah. Living amongst a bunch of different animals, you know, kind of like a Zootopia or like Beastars type of feel, where, you know, everyone's happy-go-lucky. No, actually, more like Franklin or Arthur. Have that feel, you know, and everything seems fine. You get the narration is kind of like her, like writing in a journal or something like that. It's nice, and everything's fine. The tone is very clearly like happy-go-lucky until she talks about leaving, and you find out her deep dark secret that she is a serial killer.
Sorry to cut you off. I just want to get this out of the way. No. It is Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees, IDW Publishing, written and drawn by Patrick Hallvarth.
Yes.
So that is, yeah.
Good shit, Pat.
Mm-hmm. Good shit. Like it's
as you were saying.
No, yeah. Like she finds out about. I mean, you get to find out about what she does on the side and everything to level herself out and everything. And everything, I mean, you get to see her routine until something happens at the end, which kind of like skewers her routine to a different direction. Now she has to basically fix it. But I really like this book.
I do too.
I think it's a really good number one and setup for like the story and everything.
Yeah. At one point I was kind of wondering like, what this is going to be, because I know that the cover kind of gives you a little like
it gives away it away in it, yeah,
but it, just skipping the cover and going straight into the book, when you start reading it, it does a nice job of like world building and then kind of leading you down to where you think it's going to go, and then kind of like giving you a cliffhanger for the next one. It is very I guess, like, I think you said it off air, it's very Dexter. It's very, like, HBO production style, like, just kind of, TV show. But the backdrop that he has on it with the, you know, the cute furry animals, almost like a, what's that Switch game? I'm blanking out right now.
Animal Crossing?
Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Very Animal Crossing.
It is very Animal Crossing, actually.
And right. Just the fact that they're animals kind of feels like a way to distract you from what's actually going on.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really play a part into it. We even get a weird part, like a weird interaction where our main character, she's a bear. And while she's burying a body within the forest, a bear, an actual bear, comes past her.
And just she talks about how, like, Mother Nature does the rest.
Yeah.
Of, like, cleaning up her...
Like Mother Nature doesn't not notice that she's doing this thing. Like, people may be oblivious, but nature isn't oblivious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the juxtaposition of where the book ends and what the actual following issues are going to be about, because they break it down in the first issue very well of to, like, what her motives are, why she does what she does. And then the book all of a sudden ends up being with, like, well, we're not going to, like, dwell into that, but it's also going to be more of a mystery of her trying to hunt down something else on top of this. It was very
well
written.
Did anyone read past the first issue?
I did not, but I definitely plan to.
So I did. And I do enjoy how the writer does an excellent job of making it seem like an actual small town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get a feel for all these other characters. All the other characters have their own personalities. And we come across this, the busybody of the small town. You know, here comes that bitch. That character of the town. So when we come across her, like, you feel that while you're reading it. You feel that.
Yeah.
And the writer does a great job of having the characters around there portray that feeling, because the whole villagers have that same feeling. Like, here she comes.
Yeah, even like even the first issue, kind of like as she's walking around town and they're kind of like, hey, everybody knows each other by name. It had a very like Gilmore Girl, like, essence to it. Yeah, like the small town, just the quintessential small town kind of like setup, which was really cool to see. And like I said, like you said earlier, it starts like this. PBS after school, kind of like the way it's written, the whole like kind of setups that are in the early books until it like turns into an adult,
right?
Like it novel.
Jumps that full ship into that,
and it's very like I love the
pacing is fantastic.
Yeah, the pacing is great, and then like when it is ready to actually show you its full hand, it honestly it's kind of weird to see it all because it's still in that same style, like that very like. Very little bear, playful style, but now you have all this gore. And so I didn't expect them to go so hard. I was expecting it was going to be like off screen, but then to see this her whole process from beginning to end, how she kills.
And even has during that, it has a little playful stuff that, like animation to it.
Yeah, like the washing.
When she's draining the blood, like there's a scene where she's in a little boat on the blood and she's kind of like Miss Frizzle, like describing her process of like killing somebody. And it was like, it was real creepy and unsettling.
Like, yeah, it's supposed to be like still like fun, you know, like,
And that's what I think works so well. Cause it's so unsettling to think about what is actually going on.
Right.
And I love how it went with like how she kills. She's her theme is that she's very neat, very tidy. She makes sure everything is correct and very,
she pickles them.
Yeah. She like
and paint thinner jars.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, I haven't seen that before. Okay.
I want to know where she gets her tools from, because those were very neat slices.
Listen, not only is she killing people, she is poisoning the earth by burying paint cans.
Oh, they got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
This fucking bitch.
Yeah, nature's going to get it back.
That's a true villainy right there.
Yeah.
Just disgusting villainy.
But it's a really good, it made me really want to, you know, delve into this a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think it's 4 issues out right now.
No, I think it's 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, this started in 2022.
They are moving right along. Okay. I guess we can talk next about if anybody read it, since half the list read this. Cemetery Kids Don't Die from Oni Press, #1. This is actually on the docket a few months back when it dropped. Issue 2 came out recently. My brother put me onto it after I was trying to I tried to throw it in the garbage can. But he was like, hey, just give it a chance. Give it a chance. So I read it, and I actually really do like it. I think it's like one of these it's likened to a Goosebumps, as one of y'all were saying. It was like a Goosebumps type feel. It's an interesting concept. I have never seen something to this magnitude. If I watched it, I would probably be like way more thrilled. But I like how they're starting the series. It's about this group of kids who play this new expansive online video game or whatever, and they can go in and actually kind of like live it, like Ready Player One or some shit.
Yeah.
But one of the kids is becoming increasingly more, I guess you could say, online.
Incel-ish.
Yeah, there you go. Incel-ish, online, for lack of a better word.
I was going to say hostile, but sure.
Hostile works too.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be too if someone were in my business asking me when am I going to get a job and pay the bills and keep the lights on. I mean, you know, whatever. That would piss me off. But, you know, yeah. What do you guys think about this book?
I thought it was okay. Like, I can see the potential there. And I'm kind of more interested in what happens in issue two. But I didn't mind the setup and everything. But I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the characters. Like, I guess that's what really, like, since we stayed with them for so long, they didn't really, like, make me really care so much about, like, what's going to happen else. Because, like, the one kid, one is following the girl and her brother. And her brother's off the bat. I get that he's, like, stress and everything, all the shit he's doing, but he's not really likable. So by the time the thing happens to him, I'm like, oh, okay, well, oh well. Like, don't get me wrong, she was not going, like, in the book, the sister is like kind of like bugging him, trying to figure out, like, ah, what's wrong, you know, like, and he's like, get the fuck off my back. You know, you would think after a couple times she would catch a hand, like, ah, maybe you should like chill out and slow down,
right?
But yeah, I'm not really a fan of, I guess so far I'm not really a fan of that dynamic, and I don't know. I like the premise though, but yeah. I just want to see what happens next.
I agree with you. I'm not, wasn't a fan of the characters. The four leads to me are like, I'm the least interesting about this book. This book does draw a lot on different, I guess, ideas that we've seen before. I like the way that this is being played out, though. This draws out of like Sword Art Online, gives me Elden Ring, like FromSoft, like games, just D&D. It draws from a lot of different things that I like. So I like the world and the scenario. Even gives me a Black Mirror.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
just, you know, Black Mirror, Stranger Things type of like feel. And I really like that. I do not like the main characters. I don't like, there's something about them that don't click with me. No, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Along the lines of what you said, I think there's a lot of like drawn out things that they're kind of like pushing and trying to like set up this kind of like drama behind the scenes of like what would cause this. But at the end of the day, we're really just there to see like the main struggle that's going on with this either possession or whatever the fuck is going on.
Yeah, the weird shit that's going on. Yeah, like, that's what's like drawing me in.
I know the other stuff is going to play into maybe breaking them out of that feeling or whatever, but I don't care about them at this point.
No, I don't. Yeah. Especially like they don't even seem to
like each other.
That like each other. Yeah, like we can play games and then spend the night on my house, but I don't, can we just chill and fucking watch games?
I don't want to talk about your trauma.
I've never,
my best friend.
I've never seen
whatever the fuck happened to you. Shut up.
Hey, just don't even speak.
Talking about the game, I don't want to know your favorite color, bitch.
I've never seen such a dismissal of feeling in a comic before. He's like, I know you're going through some shit, but can we just fucking
shut
eat
the fuck
pizza
up? Right.
Can
watch
we just, you know, when I That's say we, I mean shut the fuck up. You, please. Thank you.
Anyway, I know. It's like, I wasn't. And then, like, she's in her head about it. She's like, I'm not. I wasn't done. I didn't feel like I could do anything.
Also,
about
the
it
main anymore. Character, I see why they tell her to shut the fuck up.
I came here to play games.
I get it.
Stop trauma dumping on me, listen, bitch.
Exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. Like, we were there when the accident happened. We were there for you. But yeah. It's been a year and a half, and you keep bringing it up every goddamn play session.
Go to therapy. We're not. Come on, man. Sorry.
Not licensed for this.
I mean, not licensed for it. I can only take so much. I just want to talk about it. Like, I don't want to talk about it.
Like, okay, so what do you want? Shit. Next, we have, I want to go right to this one, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a Kogan, Brutalizer of the Gods, number one, another one from Oni Press. Another. Man, I actually had a lot of fun reading this book. I've got a lot of some decent fables chopped up in a way that is palatable to me. Mm-hmm. I think the artist is on point as far as portraying the gods, the humans, and everything in between. And I just think they did a great gig here. And I really enjoyed this book. I cannot wait for 2. Hopefully my comic store orders number 2.
I'm jealous I didn't get to read this one.
I was a fan. Yeah. I like kind of anthology storytelling, and this is exactly kind of exactly what it is.
Yes. And more black mythology books.
When you roll that up with a little mythology lesson in between.
Yes.
I'm a fan of this. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It's not the first time I heard these names either.
Yeah, you were mentioning that while you were reading and everything. What was the one you recognized?
Ogun.
Ogun, yeah. Fuck. But, nah, cool. What did you read?
I was reading it over Clarence's shoulder when I was reading earlier. So I, like, got halfway through because it reads really fucking fast. And I didn't want to be like, just wait for me. So mm-hmm. I was kind of like, speed reading.
You didn't have to speed read. I was just like, hey, just let me know when you're done because... There's no rush.
Dog, I was like this. I didn't want to be in that position longer than that had to be.
I know. Right? I'm like, oh, shit.
But you flat.
What do I stink?
No, it was just awkward. There was just a lot of... there's not enough space for all 3 of us that were around. They're at that table. But it does have that anthology thing. And the thing I liked about it was that it does that... It keeps the anthologies or the myth... The myths, kind of like, I believe, true to what they are because they're weird.
Yeah.
Just like all mythological. Like if you go back and read like the Norse mythologies or even like Aztec mythologies, Native American mythologies, all of these different like regional mythologies, they're fucking weird.
Yeah, someone's eating somebody and a new god is coming out of somebody's left butt cheek.
A thumb falls off and becomes sentient. Like a whole, all of these crazy things.
Some dude busted a nut into a river and then a new goddess was born.
Yep.
Ayo.
So like this was up there and I love those type of like stories. So I enjoyed it. And like you said, the art was really good.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of how it turned out. I didn't have high hopes, but I grabbed it. I liked what I saw. And yeah, I'm actually glad I picked it up this week. One of my second favorite reads, right behind Dawn Runner, number 1.
Dawn
Dark
Runner.
Horse, this written is really, by Ron V.
Yeah, really it's been a little bit since we've had like a Ron V.
I want to check out that Batman so hard, but I just can't let myself do it.
Which one?
The Detective Comics.
Yeah. Oh,
you know. But we've been talking about Dawn Runner a couple of times on the pod. It has finally dropped. The ratings are in. And I have to say, I am... whelmed.
Hey, I agree. At least you're not underwhelmed.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, shout out to Robin and Young Justice. It's like, why isn't anybody ever just whelmed? Overwhelmed, underwhelmed. Like, why can't everybody just be just whelmed?
I am whelmed.
I am just whelmed.
This is that feeling of whelmed.
Gorgeous. Let's start by saying
yes.
Gorgeous writing.
Oh yeah.
Gorgeous art.
Yes.
You know, really takes its time.
I think this is one of the...
Hey, can I blow my load on this right quick?
Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Please.
I think this is going to fill that void that we have for Ultra Mega. It has the makings for it.
It's
got the makings for it.
I know what you're saying because I thought about Ultra Mega when I was reading this, but it just doesn't...
What do you think? This is why I grabbed this.
Really? Exactly.
I got more... What is the
We Live.
We Live. I got more We Live out of this than Ultra Mega, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But go ahead. So...
Because after We Live and Ultra Mega and whatnot, I've kind of had this void of giant monster fever. And Godzilla can only do so much because it's Lizard Man blowing fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is knocking on that door. I didn't know I was hungry for this.
You want Ultraman.
I'm gonna
you want
give
a man
you,
fighting.
I'm going to give you a little pushback from my point of view on this book. And I think we had a little bit of an agreement before the show. The reason why this didn't fill my void from those 2 books, it's although the art is beautiful, it is fucking really complex. And hats off to the artist because the amount of work that went into this book had to have been just monumental.
Oh man, yeah.
But when that happens, stuff gets lost in perspective, being that we all had a really hard time following the fight.
Yeah, that's the
hard ass time.
I had a really hard time trying to figure out which was the front of the robot, which is the top of the robot. Where did that robot land? Where's the smoke coming out of?
Which honestly, I think could kind of be alleviated with a different color scheme.
Or
yes, I kind of agree with that. Yeah, or like the lush vegetation, I think took so much space in the frame that it was almost like visually jarring at some points.
Yeah.
Now, no, I definitely feel you on that.
Now, mind you, the story is fantastic, and I only really had an issue during the actual fight. Prior to that, to them building up, I thought the art was fantastic. The way that, especially the title card, that was like super like Blade Runner, where she's running, and the fucking robot is grinding. Right,
yeah, like, yeah.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
The ending, the mind-melding fucking, what do we call it?
Consciousness or whatever?
No, we call it Evangelion.
Yeah, like Evangelion. Like
thing that I definitely know what it is.
Yeah, that show from
that. I love the blending of it. I thought that shit was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was really only that fight that really was jarring to me. Now, it may be a situation of this is the first issue and we don't know what this actual robot looks like and we're trying to get adjusted to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that was my main critique on this book.
For me, man, I guess my main critique is like some of the time is spent. I understand this has to go to world building. You're not going to get some of this stuff. I actually liked a lot. There's a page in here that I really, really enjoy. It's a page where the homeboy who runs the company is in the room with all the other people trying to buy himself.
And they can see
their emotions, how they're reacting to what he's saying about the new technology.
Yeah, like who's agreeing, who's not.
Yeah, he had the power scaler.
Yeah, he had the power scaler. What a great page.
Yeah.
I actually really like this concept. We've seen it before. It's kind of similar to Ultramega. I'm in the same camp of saying that I don't think it's quite there on the same level as that. I mean, that was visceral in a way.
Yeah, that was a give style it time. Of his own.
Give it time. It has the potential to get there.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think in time, it will show me a potential greater than what I can see with my own eyes. I do love the art. If I had any gripe with anything, it's like, man, the transition of getting in that suit, powering it on, getting out there.
That was a lot.
Is the shit on yet or what?
It's like the guys are like tendrils coming her fingers,
right? Just being submerged in the water, being lifted in the air. Yeah. I'm like, is the goddamn thing on or what?
I agree with you, but as it being the first issue, I want to see it. I don't ever want to see it again though.
Show me everything now. Yeah, I understand you. Show me everything now.
Every time,
and we don't have to go through this process ever again.
It's like the morphing. Like I didn't need that every time Power Rangers came on. The whole like showing him and takes him over.
I did.
Yeah.
Exactly. I did.
I was gonna say that's too damn bad.
Great. Good for you all. Not me.
Tyrannosaurus.
Get in the fucking suit. Start kicking ass. Let's.
No, we need at least the flip first. I needed
those sweet 15 seconds to jolt to the bathroom and force the urine into the toilet bowl. All right.
Oh my God.
What are you doing in the commercials?
Why are you forcing what do you mean the commercials? Piss?
I got yelled at.
Only his world.
Oh my God. Trauma dumping. Anyway. I think we when we were talking about it, I agree that I like so far, I really love it. I love the world that we're in. I still think that this issue one could have started in like the middle and onward, like maybe a tiny bit less setup, and we could have saved that for later and more the robot fighting and what the main issue is with the consciousness and stuff. I wanted more of that because by the time we got there, I feel like there was a lot. The payoff was a little less than I wanted from the end of the issue and everything, because I wanted more, because we start building up this fight, like finally we're in this fight, cool, we can finally see her fight, and it was like a couple pages before consciousness, oh my god, and we never seen anyone fight in these things before, and I wish I kind of got to see that first before we start changing things up.
That's fair, but I think this is Ron V doing Ron V.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we've seen this with Layla Starr. We've seen this with everything that we read from him. Even he had a book for DC called The Vigil that I read about 4 issues out of, and they're like, it was like some kind of like Black Ops, the like superhero crew that it was like its own like separate world inside the DC
universe.
This it feels like what he does, right? He comes in and gives you world building. I don't think this is going to focus as much on mechs as we maybe want, yeah. Right? Yeah, this is going to be a lot more story, build up world. And I liked this because this brought me into the world of kind of understanding. Because like when they started, they were like, yeah, we got these aliens, yada, yada, this happened. And I was like, okay, you didn't show me anything, you just told me. But then we get into the introduction of the character, how they're dealing with these like monsters, little hints that they're saying, like, oh, we're gonna just dump out there and chase down only one of them with this new prototype type of deal. We're wasting all these resources, all these other things that are going on in the background. How they're treating this as a competition, how these pilots are like NASCAR drivers. I really enjoyed that world building because they brought me into the world and he kind of did that round V thing where it's just like, I got you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Exactly.
And the thing is it going to be just her and the mech that we were introduced to, or are they going to have multiple people pilot multiple mechs, or just this one mech that we were introduced to? Is it going to be this multiple people trying to figure out who they are versus the mechs trying to burst out of their containment.
I think this one, because this is the new prototype, this is the one where, like, you know, we haven't done the research, we haven't done the thing. This is the one that has the sentient AI, if you want to call it that. Mm. I think the focus is going to be on these two characters that we're introduced into. They're going to be melding their worlds into each other, and all the other mechs and all the other pilots are just going to be background things of just like, yeah, we're there. Those are going to be the ones that are going to get blown up, ripped apart. Those are going to be the ones that are, you know, we're going to learn the world, the history through the meshing of these two characters, I think.
Yeah. God, it really is first couple episodes of Evangelion. Mm-hmm. Like rethinking about the anime and how it started.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
That's why I picked it up.
You love that anime so much.
I do. I have a whole t-shirt.
All the march. Yeah, you do.
The intro's hot, ain't it?
The intro's hot, ain't it? How's that go, Jamal?
Listen, if I don't know.
Come on. First two beats.
What? Oh, for the show?
The Evangelions.
Yeah. Oh. I think you guys should set me up to succeed.
Was that the last book, though?
I think you should set me up to succeed.
Jamal, was this the last book?
Yes, it was the last book.
So how'd that song go?
I don't. Oh, yeah.
Why'd you guys give it to him?
Yeah, I know now.
I had to give it to him.
Because we love him.
And I always knew it. I always knew it. Thank you guys, that was a good set.
See, I asked. That was a good set. You could just end it.
No, I still can. We're just acknowledging that, you know, these guys basically just said what I was going to say in a few minutes before they jumped in. I mean, obviously, I just wanted to hear them do it. I wanted to make sure they knew what it was.
Of course.
Because obviously, I'm Evangelion's biggest fan.
Yeah. All these cruel theses.
And with that being said, guys, that is the end of comic book reviews. Please follow us everywhere on at Thirsty Nerds on Instagram and Twitter and all that good stuff. And
yeah.
And did you guys read any of these comics? Have you guys read Dawn Runner? I actually wanted to ask you guys also, is there anything that you guys are currently following or reading? I mean, I'm asking these two, obviously, unless Chris can surprise me with something.
Power Rangers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I've got my my role map. I know exactly what to read, and I've started.
Oh shit, man! I was not expecting that answer.
Good shit.
It's interesting. No, I've been wanting to jump in for a long time. Like, I need to just begin. It's like One Piece. Like, it's to jump in, and you like, oh, there's like 1,000 issues, but I'm starting from the beginning. I like the fact it starts off after the Green Ranger gets recruited, which is the interesting point. Yeah, I thought it was gonna be the very very beginning, right. But no, it's like right where he got. He got recruited on there. He stopped being controlled by Rita and everything. But Rita's like a ghost. Like, she's still around. She's still alive, but she's like still in his brain and still fuck with him. Like, okay. Hey, you're the shit. You're the worst. You think you're gonna be useful to them? Nah, you're fucking broken.
Nah, you're fried.
Yeah, but no, but that's it. No, that's what I'm reading right now. It was really like,
I've been doing my Spider-Man runs.
Spider-Man.
Ultimate Spider-Man has got me right back into it, so it made me want to go and check out what they're doing with Miles right now.
Yeah, and I keep thinking about that too.
I'll let you know when I get like my foot groove into the soil to
my man.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I just the regular hits, just X-Men. It up. And
dude, X-Men's not fair. It's so
not fair.
Good.
You know what? It's fair. What? Batman got me back.
Batman got you again.
You never left.
I didn't. I left for like one issue. I came back and I was like, oh,
you came back immediately. It's cold outside.
Fail safe.
You started shit like, you toxic bitch.
Remember that robot that whooped everybody's ass?
Yeah.
Fail safe.
He took over his personality, shoved him in Blackgate. Batman's in jail.
I haven't read since that. How's that been going?
Fucking ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. I love it.
Damn.
So, yeah, who's that? And Hulk, I'm still reading the Hulk.
Because
Hulk
isn't he in jail with the Joker?
Yeah, he's in. Yeah. And the Joker's back is broken. It's fantastic. He's just sitting there talking shit.
I haven't read because he said he woke up. The Joker's in there. What's going on, Bruce? He said, what's going on, Joke? And then the shit ended. I'm like, what's going on in the goddamn book?
That's awesome.
Failsafe got you? Failsafe got me.
Honestly, I'm still reading Daredevil. I hate how much I like where it's going.
Yeah.
I'm tuning in every week. Obviously, the next issue for Daredevil is that fucking big, fat, juicy #8 deluxe.
Yeah.
Ooh. I cannot wait for that. Man, really looking forward to it. Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
And that's pretty much it. That's all I'm following.
Yeah, that's all we got.
So with that being said, that is the end of the comic book reviews. Please like and subscribe. You can follow me at Artisumo on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at Stooge Prime on Twitter.
You can follow me at What's King Making on TikTok.
And you can follow me at just_uno at Instagram and Twitter.
And you can follow us at Thirsty Nerds everywhere. Peace out, nerds.
Later.
Peace.